trying to be a parent, but I gotta run an errand. I promise when I'm back, I'ma feed my kid a carrot. Damn, this stuff is tough, man, I thought it was inherent. I'm trying to be a parent, I'm trying to be a parent. Sometimes you gotta drink, cause that shit can be kinda stressful. Sometimes you hit the blunt, cause that green will help you rest, yo. You know your ass be slacking when you gotta look up things on YouTube. Like, bro, how you up your baby boo-boo?
Now welcome to the podcast.
Trying to parent and make moms laugh.
Who you know got it like the King's family.
Amanda and Sean, hey,
that's the name, G.
Yeah.
Now welcome to the podcast. Trying to parent and make pops laugh. Who you know got it like the King's family. Amanda and Sean, that's the name, G.
Yeah.
It's Sanchez.
Welcome back. I don't even know what episode this is. I think it's
61.
61. Welcome to.
You can tell we're in a time. I feel like I'm in Groundhog's Day. It's just the same day over and over again, as I'm sure many of other people feel with a newborn.
Yeah, I mean, for you especially, because you don't do
anything
else but keep them alive, fed, essentially attached to you. So
it's so hard to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I'm holding him, I'm like, okay, like, you just sit there. You can't really do a ton now.
That's all you do.
Granted, you could strap them to you.
I have been doing that more. I've been trying to train him to, like, be okay being strapped onto me. And generally, he's okay with it for a little bit. And then, but if he's not in the mood for it, he's not in the mood for it.
He ain't having it, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll hold you.
I don't know what everybody else's baby crying sounds like, or whining. I don't really know what it's called. Is it crying if you're not having tears? Is it just whining? And we can't make tears.
He doesn't have the physical capacity to make tears at this point. I think he's still crying. Whimpering is like phase one, and then crying, I would say, is like phase three. Like, ah.
He makes so many faces.
Oh my gosh.
Like, just some awesome faces. Some faces.
His range of emotions.
No. Well, he's sleeping right now.
He's doing his moto reflex.
Hey! Hiya!
Spasms.
Hiya!
He just had a little bottle.
Hopefully he doesn't hit up and punch some.
I know. I thought about that as soon as I put it here.
Turn the mic a little bit further that way. Yeah. There you go.
Here we go.
His little arms. Yeah.
I know. I don't want him to cut himself.
Grab something and fucking hurt himself. Anyways.
Tear the whole table down with his
you can see that
little baby
grip.
Strength.
Chimpanzee. So, yeah. I mean, he's, I guess we can just kind of catch you guys up. It's been obviously another week where we didn't do a podcast.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. The time goes by so fast. I do nothing all day, and I swear to God, like, I'm like, holy shit, another week went by. It's insane. I'm in a time warp.
Yeah, imagine, because he's about to be 2 months
next
Thursday.
Yeah, today is Sunday when we're filming this. You guys will hear this on Monday.
Sunday the 3rd. You'll hear it on Monday.
The 4th.
The 4th.
And he will be obviously 1 month on the 11th, or 2 months on the 11th, excuse me. And
Wait, he's not going to be 2 months on. Oh, he'll be 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry. This fucking conversation, man. He will be 8 weeks old on Thursday.
On Thursday, yes. Which, I don't know what time, day, like what number of the month they will be.
Thursday will be the
4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. 8th? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. No. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I think it'll be the 7th.
The 7th, yeah.
So he'll be 2 months on the 7th. I don't fucking understand how that works. Michael said he listened to the podcast, and he texted me. He's like, yo, that date shit got me fucked up.
Yeah, I know. I
fucked like, up. It is confusing.
It is. People have this conversation on the Facebook group, like the babies born in January group. Like, everyone's like, when the fuck do I count? And everyone's like, okay, so when you're pregnant, you do by the weeks. When the baby's born, you do the months on the day.
So confusing. Why are you
changing
up
the
rules?
But you can still do, like, the weeks. I mean,
And who, yeah. I guess because they, the reason a year is 365 days is because that's how long it takes the sun
to go around the earth.
Yeah. I think the earth to go around the sun.
Yeah, the earth to go around the sun. Yeah.
Yeah. We figured that out a while ago. We're not the center.
No.
But it's interesting
crazy.
How they decided.
Crazy, I thought the world revolved around Americans.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's weird how they decided what months have, first of all, months. Somebody made that shit up. Somebody wasn't
Someone
just
looked
like,
at their knuckles and said January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah.
The knuckles and the divots.
The knuckles and the divots. That's how they That's how they decided what days have 31 days.
But then February, they're like,
28.
We got to give these blacks some days. What's the shortest thing we can give them? Anyways, I don't understand how the counting thing works because that's a big issue is you're talking about like, well, during pregnancy, you count week by week by week.
Yeah, because you say 9 months, but yeah, technically 10 months because you don't know you're pregnant the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, so what's up with that? You just completely get rid of the first 4 weeks of pregnancy?
Well, so you do 40 weeks, which if you think about 4 weeks in 1 month is 10 months, but you're actually pregnant 9 months because some weeks or some months have obviously more than 28 days. If you're thinking 4 weeks, that's 28 days. Mm-hmm. Majority of months have more than 28 days. So that's why when they do trimesters, some trimesters are like, or some months have more, like some months are like 5.5 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucking weird.
I think a lot of people are going to be confused when he turns 8 weeks on Thursday and people ask us, oh, how old he is? How old is he? Oh, he's 8 weeks. They'd be like, oh, wow, he's 2 months old. That's, if you told me that, that's what I would think. I would think, oh, man, he's two months old. But he would still be
a couple days shy.
A couple days shy. And
because
and
a month,
we just had a leap year this year.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, there was 29 days in February.
Oh, I literally had no idea.
Yeah,
me either. This is news to me.
I just recently looked at the camera.
Did I swear to God?
Yep. Wow. Had 29 days in February.
Interesting. I literally had no idea.
Somebody was born. Multiple people were probably born February 29th. Not going to happen for another 4 years. Again, where does that come into play? Who's making that shit up? A lot of things, buddy, that you don't need to know to be successful in this life. That's one of them. One thing that is going to help you, though, is how cute you are.
He's so cute. I swear to God, he's the cutest baby I've ever seen.
He's so cute. Now, you come across other babies, and I'm going to be honest with you guys. I see babies, I'm like, wow, some of these babies are really cute.
Yeah.
Some of them, you
know. Nicole's baby girl. Cute. And Jordan and Lisa's baby girl.
I haven't really seen any pictures.
He just posted some yesterday I saw, and I was like, Keanu's going to marry one of those chicks, hopefully.
Just super cute kids. There's a big, there's cute kids out there. But I'm telling you, Keanu, especially when he's not like, when you're burping him and he's in like his skinniest looking phase. Because there's times he looks like a little skeleton, like a little old man.
I know.
But when he's like relaxed, chill, and his cheeks are full and everything, and he's just like calm, he is the cutest. Gonna kill you with those super blue eyes.
Oh my God.
Wait till he tans up a bit because the boy is so pale right now. He's got that white people skin.
Sorry.
Where, you know, when you go out to like the desert and it had rained a lot and then it dried out and the ground looks all like cracked and everything.
Yeah.
That's how white people's skin looks when they're super pale. And I don't know why that happens because it doesn't look like it right now. Like his skin, looks pale.
No, it's only like certain times when it's all like kind of the veiny, like blotchy.
Yeah, it's not veins, but I don't know
just
exactly
like
what it is.
Super blotchy, dry desert. Skin.
Yeah.
Anyways, Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. He's cute either way.
But when he's upset, his head turns red and my chest gets red when I'm like
It's like he's like
emotionally upset, and I'm like, hopefully that goes away. I'm sorry.
He's like the little baby on The Incredibles.
Yeah, he just turns fucking red. Oh, but he pooped today.
He pooped like in the last week before. I think the blowout. We had the blowout.
The blowout last week, Friday.
And that we didn't talk about that.
No, not yet.
Again, when you go 2 weeks by, even though it goes in a flash, a lot of things happen. Is there a gnat in here? Are you fucking kidding me?
God, I hope not.
Had a savage battle with a fly yesterday.
Oh my God, because we had so many groceries yesterday that we had to crack the door when we were bringing them in. So like Nina won't run outside, but like.
She definitely doesn't run outside.
No, but like. Flies and heat in general, I try to crack the door, but obviously it has to be open because her hands are full because they have so many bags of groceries. And yesterday,
two flies came in.
I thought it was just one.
Thought it was one, and I killed that guy. And he was one of those slow flyers where you're like,
a big one.
This isn't, you know, the odds are not in your favor, buddy. Yeah. And then apparently there was another one.
His evil, smaller, faster twin brother.
Yeah, I thought for a second, I'm like, there's no way this could be the same fly unless, like, I killed him. He became reincarnated with extra speed and agility because he gave me some fucking problems, man.
You were so
He funny. Was going, I had the dish towel, and I'm like, and he kept flying into places where he like knew I couldn't fucking hit him. Yeah. One of them, he flew through my legs, and I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch. That was after like at least 10 minutes.
You come into my house, you
disrespect me in front of my fucking family. My son's here looking at me whiff trying to hit this fucking fly.
I was dying when you said that.
Just so disrespectful.
Oh, my God.
And then we have this big thing that holds our plants, and it has like all of our glass bottles of sand on it.
I'm like...
just all of this breakable stuff that's on there. And he would fly up behind that, kind of in the corner, and just like hang out there. And I'm like, I couldn't, there's no possible way I could get to him without moving some of our shit and fucking it up. And so it was just super frustrating. And I thought at one point I had got him. Like I whiffed and I felt like I had hit him, but... I didn't see him anywhere, and then some time went by, and I didn't see him anymore, and I'm like, huh, what's going on here? And then I ended up finding him at some point, I think it was after dinner, behind the couch. Our couch isn't, like, backed up against a wall. It's kind of in the middle of the room, yeah. But he was just sitting, laying on the tile on his back.
Got you, bitch.
Yeah, I got him in a... paper towel, and I'm not gonna lie, I smushed him pretty good. I think he was dead at that point. Maybe he was in shock. Hopefully he was still alive. But yeah, he was really just tempting my last nerve, just flying around. And he was quick too. I mean, yeah, I whiffed at him 7 or 8 times, just completely missed because he was too quick. But you know,
gotta be faster than that.
Yeah, gotta be quicker than that. It's my fucking house, and sooner or later I'm gonna get you. So yeah, where do we want to start now that we're 15 minutes into the podcast and have talked about some of the important stuff? Last time we chatted, we had gotten back from Merida. We had gotten, you know, applied for his passport. We went to the beach.
Yeah, and with all the families. All the
families, which was really cool. And that was on a Friday, so we obviously did the podcast on a Sunday, and then... some other stuff happened. What else has happened?
We finally said goodbye to our dear friends.
Ah, yes. Our friends Natalie and Daniel that we ventured down here with on this extraordinary journey. They moved back to North Carolina for a little bit
because they weren't supposed to move this fast. But they ended up getting a power of attorney for the people that are buying their house. So they
actually were supposed to move as fast. They were supposed to move faster.
Yeah, true.
And then some shit happened with the house and they ended up having to sell to somebody else.
Yeah, true.
Who they would have wanted to sell to in the first place because they were coming in with cash.
Yeah.
Things are a little bit different out here.
Cash is king. But yeah, so they, you know, like Sean said, the original offer fell through and then what happened was their original offer, like back a couple months ago, they had accepted the offer from the locals. So they're Mexican people that were buying their house and they had to go, but they were financing. So financing for Mexicans is a lot different than financing for expats. And the interest rate financing for expats is unbelievably expensive. So you can pretty much, if someone's going to finance, they're going to be local Mexicans. Mm-hmm. They're just nationalized Mexicans in general, not necessarily local to Quintana Roo, but whatever. So they had accepted this offer for the locals and accepted their deposit. And then as the listing was technically still active, it was like maybe the same day or the next day after they accepted the deposit.
Cash offer.
Which coming in. They can't accept. Otherwise, they will lose. They will have to pay out the deposit money to the people that pay the deposit. So they're like, okay, well, these people are.
Wonder how much that deposit was, because that probably would have been worth it.
Yeah.
After everything they had to go through.
Dude, right. I don't even know exactly what happened, but they were just so furious about, like, oh, they're supposed to have this process or asking for this paper. Like, they have to spend money, all this stuff. It's kept getting pushed back, whatever. So,
Nina's nails are so fucking long.
I know,
again.
They get so
long. Oh my God.
Talons, bro. We have to get our ultrasound next month. Actually, this month. It's March.
That pinky.
I can't believe it's fucking March, you guys. I'm in a time warp.
Yeah, my birthday's in 10 days.
Anyways.
Turn 32 in 10 days.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, Natalie and Daniel, so they had that original offer. It was good for a certain amount of days. It went past that day, which means that they get to keep the deposit the people put down. So then the people that offered the cash offer came back and offered another cash offer because they found out that their offer had expired or the original contract expired. So then they were able to go through all the things much faster because they don't have to wait for financing and all these paperwork. So they technically haven't closed yet, but they were able to get a power of attorney and accept. They had like a soft closing where they got like 80% of the money. And then there's going to be a final hard closing a couple days later. So they left much faster and sooner than we were all expecting going into the second offer. Cause the first one took months and months and months. So,
yeah, so we went out, we did a farewell dinner with them mm-hmm. at the first place that we went when we arrived here with them.
Yeah.
Which was like this Italian spot or something like that. My mom came. Yeah, it was good. It was very good. I got a $50 steak, which was like at least the amount of two steaks. It was so much steak.
It was massive.
Yeah. Really good food, though. Had a nice time seeing them.
Very reasonably priced, too.
Yeah. Sent them on their way. They gave us some stuff that they were leaving behind. Some containers that I've actually really enjoyed.
Heavy-duty containers, like heavy-duty vacuum.
Yeah, heavy-duty airlock-type containers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, containers for your food, too.
Yeah.
That's what they are. So, you know, all that. You see those people that are super organized on certain things, or you see, like, HGTV shows where they fill people's pantries up with shit for show and whatnot, and they put them in those clear containers with the push-top things. It's those. So.
Fancy.
Really like those. Gave us a new vacuum. We vacuumed the rug in the living room that's under the couch.
I fucking hate that thing.
The top, the bottom, the top. Multiple times.
Over and over.
So much shit in it. So that's cool. It's one of those rugs that you're like, I don't want to vacuum this thing. This thing fucking sucks.
It's like the twine.
Braided type like a, thing. Yeah.
What is it called? June.
Young June?
Young June. Warrior.
That's another thing we haven't talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Is good. Have we only been watching it for 2 weeks?
And maybe even that.
Yeah. We started watching this show, Warrior.
On Netflix.
Which, if you like.
Kung Fu.
Yeah, if you like.
Violence,
if you like.
If you like Peaky Blinders, you'll like this.
This is
it's kind of the old school gangster.
Yeah, Chinese. Irish version of Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Real battle going on between them. If you like, you know, Bruce Lee and that type of shit, there's some pretty cool stuff. It's about, you know, pushing opium and gangsters and tongs.
Old school San Francisco.
Old school San Francisco. It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Good show. So we've been watching that. What else have we done? We had a nice day last weekend at the pool. on Sunday, which is another reason why we didn't do the podcast. But trying to spend more time with the familia. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, there were a bunch of kids out there. It was of these four boys. They were all Hispanic kids, but there were like two white kids out there too. They ended up going after a while. They were foreign, something French, I think.
Yeah,
I pale think they as were shit.
French. Yeah, super paler. Pale. Oh my God.
Surprised they were out in the sun. But you had these four kids that I think live in our neighborhood, at least.
Yeah, I think they're always like playing outside.
And one of them, the smallest one, seemed like the youngest one. It's like the most light skin, still looked Hispanic.
He was like
looked mixed or something.
Like South.
Yeah.
South American, like Argentinian. Yeah. Or
he had blue eyes.
Yeah.
Like blue eyes.
Yeah.
Like you could, not standing right next to him, maybe if he was like across a, you know,
he was
10, 12 feet away from skin. You could see his blue eyes. And you're like, oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
And they're just, they had their squirt guns out. They had their soccer ball. They were fucking around, speaking super fast Spanish,
which
sounds super fast. I don't know anybody that talks slow Spanish.
No.
Which makes it so difficult to
understand anything. You're like, fuck, man, just talk slower. I can keep up with you if you don't talk so fucking fast.
I couldn't even talk English that fast. They're like, everybody is like the Twister of fucking Spanish.
Yeah,
they're like
seriously.
Spitting things. You're like, what? Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. It'd be great rappers. Whoa. Don't wake up, bubby. So, yeah, speaking of blowouts, he had. So, if you guys recall, we had been giving him.
Suppositories.
Suppositories.
Yeah.
Because he was having troubles pooping. Well, he just wasn't doing it that often.
No.
And so.
He had one when we got home from dinner with Natalie and Daniel. That was his first. He was in the car seat and that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, figuratively and literally, that shit went everywhere. It was all over all up his back, all in the car seat,
blew
all
out
over
the top,
place.
The back, the sides. Buddy, your knee in the. You need the microphone, buddy. Careful there. Go back to sleep.
Okay.
Go back to sleep. So cute right now. Okay. He blew up.
That shit.
And again, it got into the car seat. It went everywhere. We were stoked for it.
Yeah, super excited. His first poop on his own. We're like, yeah.
Really? I mean, again, at the very beginning, he had done some poops on his own, and then he went for a long streak without it. So we had to do some of the suppository stuff, and that seemed to help. And now we're in the extremely green, yellow, orange phase of his poop because, that one, not a lot of substance to it, actually no real substance, which I think allows it to really just spray
go
everywhere.
All over the place, yeah.
And boy, did it go everywhere. So I imagine he felt a whole lot better after that. But he had to stew in it for in a minute because we were driving home.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know when it happened exactly. I mean, I'm assuming on the way home.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it was dark, so I couldn't, like, see his facial expressions. Because as soon as we know it was your mom that noticed
it. Yeah, he let you know.
Yeah, the little, his poopy faces are the cutest faces. I really love it so much.
He really does the trying face. Like, he's just like.
His mouth goes like thin and wide, like.
Yeah.
So that was Friday, and then he had another one on Tuesday that was fairly small.
Small poopy.
And then
I'm telling you, move your mic, do this, up. Yeah, and then just tilt the mic down.
Okay.
There you go. Give the man some room.
And then, so he did one on Tuesday, and then he did one today. And today's was much messier than Tuesday's.
It was a lot in there.
Luckily, he sat didn't there go for up a the
good
back.
Few minutes and just, yeah, but pushed. It went up the front.
it covered his whole entire dick and balls all over the front. There was the diaper covered. Luckily, it didn't go up the back, but everywhere the diaper covered.
Pretty solid was diapers.
A thick mush.
Yeah. And that was right after pounding 4 ounces of a bottle. So also right after, because we went to the beach today.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to the beach and, you know, got him some more fun sun time, dumped him in the water, ducked his little feet, sees him in the water, and, you know, one of the waves come up, splashed his butt, got his diaper all wet, which he didn't like right away, but then I think cooled him off.
It's been hot. It's been like 87.
Oh, you're really moving around right now.
Yeah,
huh?
I know. I'm like, oh.
So, yeah, had a nice beach day, got to chill. He did, you know, good
pretty
for
good
most of the time. He had a couple cries, but, you know, nothing unusual. And then, you know, as we leave it and stuff, some people see him and give him some compliments on how cute he is. And
yeah.
The normal stuff. But
someone was like, oh, I thought he was 3 weeks because of how skinny his legs are. I'm like, he's 7 weeks.
Yeah.
But he's still fairly skinny.
People are going to be talking shit about how skinny he is.
But they said he's going to be tall like his dad. And they pointed at you and I said, yes.
He's long and lengthy. He's got his feet right now are the size of my pointer finger. I have fairly...
Sean is 6'4". He has large hands.
I have fairly big hands. Once it gets the size of my palm, because I'm a lot of palm, but once it gets the size of my palm, I know we're cooking. That's going to be like at least half of your foot size, and I'm sure he'll get that at like the 3-month mark because they're getting there. And his hands, I mean, you guys have seen pictures. I don't know how much the pictures do it justice. I don't know if it makes his hands look bigger, but he's got big hands, long fingers, just overall big hands. And they're always clenched closed like he's about to knock somebody the fuck out.
Yeah, he's good. I don't know.
I think, again, he's definitely going to be tall because...
Both of us are tall.
Yeah, the boy is long. He's got those long monkey arms. No, your binky, yo, just dropped out. Are you trying to sleep? But everything seems fairly proportionate. You know, it's the size of his head. He's still got a little soft spot in the middle, but apparently
yeah,
that's
normal. Yeah, that'll be there for a while.
I think my mom said that until he was like a couple years old or something. God, I hope not. But we found him and bought him a little hat.
No, yes, we did.
At the mall.
Bro, okay, so real quick. We went to like 3 different stores to find him a fucking hat.
And nobody has like... infant hats.
Yeah.
They're all like...
toddler.
Yeah.
Hats.
Which...
we live in the Caribbean. Why is there not child sun protection?
I should start a store for strictly children's
infants.
Gear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, again, everything is out in the sun. Amanda got a little toasted today.
I did. I got fucking burnt.
I got a little toasted as well. Nothing too bad. But, there was a shitload of people down at the beach. There's just a lot of people here right now, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda goes, yeah, spring break. I'm like, these people are all... you know spring break when you're 30 plus years old. It's not called spring break anymore. You're just taking a vacation.
PTO!
Yeah. But super nice beach day. No sargasm really in the water at all. A little bit on the beach, but they were out there raking it up.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yep. Nice breeze for the majority of the time, too. So that was really nice. Kept Keanu cool most
cooler
of the time. But, yeah, nice water.
We were
water
sweating.
Nice water. Good temperature, too. We didn't get all the way in, but, you know, up to kind of knees plus. And it was very refreshing. So
yeah. That
was nice. How have you been dealing with his sleeping lately?
It was better and now it's a little bit worse, but I think we're possibly trending in a better direction. So he was sleeping like occasionally 4 to 6 hour stretches, and now it's more of a 2 to 4 hour stretch. But on the good news is, so he was like sleeping in his crib for the first portion and then not. And then so we've ended up co-sleeping. But for a week or 10 days or so, he refused to be in his crib at all. So luckily, he's back to spending at least one portion of the night in his crib, whether that's 2 hours, whether it's 4 hours. It's been more recently on the 2 hour stretch. But I'm just happy that he's spending a little bit more time in his crib. As much as I like co-sleeping with him, I always just worry.
Mm-hmm.
about some, you know, I don't know, God forbid something happening, even though co-sleeping is done all around the world. Only the U.S. says it's not safe, but if
it's dangerous, don't do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Except we don't put all those warning signs on cigarette boxes like everybody else in every other country does. Yeah, seriously. They're just like, no, check out this super nice Happy Marlboro Man. Over the here, camel. They're like, wow, look at this camel hole in your throat.
Yeah, seriously. So, I mean, I'm enjoying the co-sleeping time that we are getting because I do kind of like him next to me. It's just the worrying portion of, like, God forbid if something happened, I would not be able to forgive myself. I know I've mentioned that on a previous podcast, but...
Is that you're thinking about getting one of those little beddy things?
Yeah, just like a portable bassinet, not bassinet, bassinet. So something to make me feel a little bit better about it, but I don't know if he'll like it because he wiggles his way super close to me, even if I'm fairly farther away. But he has been going a little bit more in his crib, which I'm happy about.
He's been growing quite a bit.
Bro, he's getting tall as shit. Like, he's outgrowing a lot of his
cute little outfits, which is, you know, fortunate but unfortunate because he won't be getting any smaller. So some of those are done for until our next baby.
I know your mom was like, okay, time to box him up and get rid of him. I'm like, no, what if we have another boy? She's like, I didn't even fucking think about that.
Of course she didn't.
I'm going to save him.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's a girl, but.
Yeah.
You know, either way, she'll be wearing that stuff.
Yeah, you can definitely wear these.
Yeah, it's cute. People don't know what kind of baby it is anyways. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I wonder what his weight is up to.
I know. We should put the little food scale. I think that goes up to 11 pounds.
Really?
So we should put a pot on there.
Put him blanket, in the pot?
And then set him in there.
Should we try that?
Zero it out. Yeah.
Something. But he's definitely getting much bigger because you held up some of those onesies and other things that he used to be in before. And I'm like, oh, man, those aren't even close. There's no way he could get into that stuff now. 3 inches
too small now.
Yeah. So, again, don't know how much weight he's putting on, but he's getting nice and tall, which is crazy because he feeds, like, all the time.
All the fucking.
All he does is eat.
4 ounces, 5 ounces at a time sometimes when we do a bottle.
He thinks it's a competition or something.
Yeah, now I'm like, both boobs. One boob, the other boob, maybe an ounce or two after that.
Speaking of that, your pumping has been going much better.
Oh, yes.
You've been getting a lot more milk.
I say a lot more. That's like 1 to 2 ounces more per day, which is a lot for me.
Yeah, I mean,
at
one point we had a full bottle
yesterday. In the fridge. Yesterday we did. So I actually ordered mother's milk tea, which has fenugreek and fennel and a little bit of anise seed, which is supposed to help with milk production. They say it's supposed to work like 24 to 72 hours. If you don't see an increase in production in that point, then your body's not going to respond to it at all. But other reviews said that it took a week or two, so I don't know, but... Hopefully that helps because I've only been freezing like small 2 ounce bags. So that way your mom can mix 50-50, 2 ounce, 2 ounce. I know eventually we will have to move up to 6 ounce bottles because he is eating more and more. But she can always, you know, make a bottle and then make another half a bottle or something like that. But
yeah.
I am very happy that my
milk supply
is... at least getting a little bit better. I did order a mini fridge, so that way I don't have to throw anything out that I pump at midnight if he wakes up at midnight.
That she wants to keep her drinks by the bed. Alcoholic beverages, easy to get to.
Popping bottles.
How many is it?
2 a.m. What?
How many is the mini fridge?
It can hold 6 cans.
Yeah, that's a fairly mini fridge.
Yeah.
What color is it?
Think black? I don't know. It's either black, pink, or red.
Okay.
I think I ordered the black one, though.
Okay. We did our taxes.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
They got approved.
Oh, my God. Huge sigh of relief.
Yeah,
like,
big deal. Oh, fuck. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, going on when you own your own business and whatnot. And we had sold some land, and there's just a bunch of stuff.
Rolled my 401k over.
Yeah, rolled 401k. There's just like a bunch of stuff that happened. We're like, all right, here we go.
$10,000.
Yeah, we only owed like $1,300, yeah, which was good.
Granted, we took a loss on a couple things, but.
Yeah, took a loss on a few things.
But yeah, super thankful we set aside a chunk of money, luckily early in the year, just in case.
Mm-hmm. And so now we're going to get a nice little tax break from you, bubby.
Ooh, next year. Oh, my second 6 weeks of the paid Washington family medical leave got approved. That's right. Thank goodness.
Big deal.
We have another 6 weeks of getting paid. So that has been a huge help so far as well.
Definitely has. Been a enormous help with how much they've been giving us. Again, we made a rant last time about moving to Washington if you're going to be having a baby or one of the few states. Mm-hmm. Because 12 weeks, man, could you imagine? I mean, some people go like back to work like
2 weeks later.
Yeah.
You just save up your PTO and that's it. That's what Nicole did.
Fucking insane.
I can't imagine going back to work full time and leaving him at a daycare at like.
That doesn't even make sense. Like.
And so I feel lucky to have this time with him, because a lot of people don't. They get 2 weeks, maybe 4 weeks if they're lucky. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta work at a job from home. I mean, at least you might have that, but. Yeah, people that get 2 weeks and then she's like, 2 weeks?
Here we go. Drop my fucking infant off at daycare.
Like, not even an infant. I'm dropping off my newborn.
Yeah.
An infant newborn. Is, you know, a couple.
You're like him now.
Yeah. But yeah, that's fucking insane.
As I'm staring at him, obviously he's on my lap again, like always, but.
Insane to just be like, all right, well, you know, he's 2 weeks old. Send him out to the workforce. Jeez. I just start, you know, bringing in some money.
The U.S. with their less than civilized maternal care.
I've been talking to a lot of people who have been considering moving out of the U.S. just because, you know, man, it's just.
Unless you live in one of those states.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, not just as far as like baby stuff goes, but. I haven't paid attention to any of the political stuff going on, thanks God. No. But I do get text messages, which is so annoying. But
the automated ones?
Sure. I mean, I don't even know. Like, and people are texting me like I'm Charlene as well, which is super, no idea how that happened. She probably put my number in some shit thinking it was hers. Anyways.
Gosh.
I think there's just a lot of cool stuff that can happen outside of the country that, you know, can be advantageous for being there. Mm-hmm. Outside of having a child there. I mean, we're constantly looking at next potential places that we could go. And there's just so many potential options.
Yeah, but it's super interesting. I want to talk to those people from Portugal and Spain that had the baby here. Of like, why did you decide to come here?
Yeah. I mean, that's everything, though. People will be someplace. Like, and they just don't, you can only appreciate things for so long while you're there. I remember I had this guy that I used to work with in my travel company that had come in from another country. I think it was like some part of Greece. Come in and to Arizona, and we were having an event in Las Vegas. So we drove out to Vegas. And you know the drive from Arizona to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, dude, this is so beautiful.
Oh, my God. That looks just like Greece. They're desert.
I mean, yeah, I don't know exactly where he was at in Greece. Oh, but, yeah, you know, okay. Greece is a fairly decent-sized country. But they do have a lot of desert. But they don't have, I don't know if they have mountains and stuff like they do. I'm not sure. And I've been to Greece multiple times. Actually, I know they have mountains. Either way. He was like blown away. I'm like, this is so fucking ugly, dude. I absolutely hate it here.
I know, everyone's like, oh, the desert. Oh my God. I'm like,
and just the lack of appreciation.
Yeah, true. True, true.
So, you know, you probably get that with people who are in Portugal, people who are in Thailand, people, you know, all over the place.
I doubt people are like, I want to, well, actually, besides the fact that they can get American citizenship, but people going, I want to have a baby in America. Like,
oh. Yeah. I mean, good luck getting
into America.
We were just watching the My Hometown thing where those Canadian, that Canadian couple was talking about, they're like, oh, this guy's got to go through his testing. And
oh,
like,
yeah. Let's to be a citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, that, I mean, that's, if you're not having a kid, that's how, that's how you do it. You can't just
a work visa or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Not Mexico. I don't know what countries just give you. I think we had looked that up. What countries you can have a child in and they can get
just automatic citizenship. Yeah. Portugal's not one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. The really nice countries,
they're like,
probably don't do that because people would be going there and being like,
yeah,
we're gonna have, you know, we're gonna get, gonna get some citizenship. Seriously. Here. I know we can get our citizenship here. We could have got it, you know, this year.
Because yeah, we didn't have his birth certificate and all that stuff in time.
I'm looking this up, so
yeah,
fill the dead air.
We could have. I know also our friends that had their baby a couple of days after us. They came here on a tourist visa, so they have like 6 months or whatever. They've flown back and forth. They got married in September in the U.S., so they have 6 months. But they are getting their permanent residency, I believe, next week. So they're thinking about moving back to the States. They've had some unfortunate events happen. Super sad. But so they're thinking about moving back to the States. So they're going to use their birth of their child to get permanent residency, which is actually very easy here. So I know we just renewed our temporary residency, but we're going to probably do that towards the end of the year. I don't think you necessarily have to wait until your residency is about to expire. I think you can transfer it over from temporary to permanent, kind of whatever you want, essentially. But we just paid for the whole year, so might as well get as much of that as we can, essentially.
Dude, there's a good list of countries here. A lot of them in, like, Central and South America.
Really? Isn't it called, like, I want to say au jus because that's a dipping sauce, but it's, like, something, like, the term of, like, if you have your baby here, you can declare residency or something like citizenship or something like that.
So, just soil?
Yeah, there we go.
Or
Aju.
yes. Or unrestricted birthright citizenship.
Beep.
So it says that currently 33 nations plus two territories around the world have just soil.
Yes.
I'm probably not saying that correctly, but citizenship by birthright is unrestricted in several nations. A few of these include Antigua and Barbuda.
Barbosa?
No, Barbuda.
Barbuda?
I don't know what the fuck that is. Hmm. Argentina.
No.
Good to know. Barbados, which is kind of what the other one sounded like. Belize, Bolivia, Brazil,
Chad. Those are ones that you cannot or that you can?
That you can.
Okay.
These are all ones that you can. Chad, okay. Chile, Costa Rica, Cuba, and Dominica, the richest nation in the world, Luxembourg, occasionally awards just soil to orphans. It says, interestingly, it is pertinent to note that North and South America are home to almost all of the countries that grant birthright citizenship, usually having at least one restriction to birthright citizenship. Children of foreign ambassadors or other diplomat employed in a nation are usually not eligible.
Yeah, I don't think Europe and Asia does it. It's just...
So we'll just have to have our next baby in another one of these countries, and then they'll both... And then we can maybe get citizenship there as well, and we could have three citizenships, and you can have... I wonder how many you can have.
I don't know. It's not like they have a social security number to run it, unless they run it by the passport.
That's true.
But it's not like we can get... It's not like we're being... citizens, we can just have residency.
Is that what it went? Is that how it is?
Citizens is when you can apply for a passport. We can just have residency, permanent residency here, which it's basically the same thing except we can't vote. I don't care about voting in Mexico anyway.
I wouldn't care about voting anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So not worried about being a citizen as long as I can come and go as I please and own property or whatever.
That's pretty cool. We'll have to gauge that off of the next place that we decide to live. Because like they said, most places in South America, Central South America, they say North America, but like...
Mexico is considered North America.
Yeah, but they're like... I think
Canada.
Canada may be the same thing. I think you can get citizenship
Canadian,
in Canada.
Eh?
But anyways, so kind of went off on a tangent there. Anyways, we might be getting, before we leave next year, going to be figuring out what we're doing. But our other group of friends is now leaving.
Yeah.
Which
sucks.
Wasn't planned, but they went through some shitty situations with their vehicle and an accident and that type of stuff. So it's kind of put them in a spot where they're like, you know what?
They're being extorted.
We came here and did what we wanted to do, which was have our baby. And so now we're going to go back to, at least they're going back to someplace that's super beautiful, mm-hmm. which Asheville, North Carolina. Might be expensive, but either way, they'll be back close to the family and whatnot. So that'll be cool. But, yeah, we'll see where we end up. Might end up coming back to Arizona for a year or something. And then getting up out of there and getting to a place where we can get some more citizenship for our children.
Yeah. Yep. We'll see, see how all that plays out. Luckily, we have this year to kind of hopefully bounce around and see a couple places or at least go to one. And then... if we go back to Arizona, then, because I know we have a couple trips planned this year anyways, going forward, so.
Yep. And again, once he gets like just a little bit older, we can make some of those short flights.
Well, it's going to get a little bit harder the older he gets. And then, so it'll be like easy right now, and then it'll be a little shitty, and then it'll be a little bit easier after that. So, you know, but.
We'll see.
People can deal with it.
I mean.
Do what it. You just be running up and down the aisle, huh?
No, you put your Minky out again. Boop. But, yeah, let's see. We have, what do we got coming up this week? We're going to have to go back to the doctor for a while. When are we supposed to go back to the
pediatrician? Have, 2 month mark.
The 2 month mark?
Yeah.
So Thursday?
And he needs, we good. That's how I base his 1 month. And then we need to go get his shots, his 2 month shots.
And we got to get his passport.
Yes. So Mexican we need passport, to go which to, we have to do Canada. In Canada, Cancun.
We gotta go all the way to Canada to get his Mexican passport. That's where the consulate is, because we're not aware.
Cancun. At least we can get his passport the same day. So.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
So we got
to
do that.
To do.
Got to do those other couple appointments. Excited to see how much he weighs and, you know, other cool statistics about him.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll track with his eyes at the appointment. Because if he doesn't want to, he's not going to. But I know that he can because he does it.
Yeah, we've been reading to him a lot. Giving his nighttime stories and showing him his
Nina, you okay?
black and whatever books.
Just standing very awkwardly.
You all right, Sanchez?
Go, baby.
She's like, I need some water. My mouth is dry. But anyways, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I'm tired. You're tired. We're in the sun.
Yeah, I'm crispy.
He's tired.
I'm getting crispy. Cookie crisp. Yep. Cereal.
Yep. Anyways. All right. Well, this was episode 61. I said this before, like, oh, once we have the baby, we'll have endless things to talk about. We do have lots of stuff to talk about now, but
he's still fairly newborn-ish.
As he starts doing more and more wild
Him
shit.
Pooping is our, oh my God, great job.
I mean, he's starting to smile and stuff again. And, you know, he does his dreams and he has his little facial expressions. That he makes, he'll wake up just in a son of a bitch mood. You're like, he's hungry. He's just like, wakes up and you're like, oh my God, you're so cute. And he's like,
like, oh no. His cry is so loud.
And he does all sorts of weird like sounds. It concerned Amanda for the longest time. It probably still does. Her and my mom, I'm like, doesn't concern me at all. That's just like the change in his little voice and whatnot. Yeah,
he's learning new cries.
But yeah, he's getting near. Getting near.
You just scared him.
Just got Tanny up now.
He smiled. Yeah, all baby. Right,
bubby. Well, anything you want to say, bubby, before we shut the podcast down?
Your big stretch, baby.
What's that? Was that just a noise that you made, or was that a fart?
It was just a noise that he made.
Alrighty. No. Well, being real, it's been fun. Episode 61, mm-hmm. Trying to Parent podcast. We're going to keep trying to parent.
And keep this motherfucker alive.
Yeah, see how this thing goes. We might be back next week.
Hopefully. We'll see how it goes.
All right, until then, love you.
Love you too, baby. Love you, Keanu and Nina.
Love you, Keanu. Love you, Nina. Happy Sunday, guys. Or Monday. Or whatever day you listen to this. We out.